I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, February 8th, 2015.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're sitting in front of me today instead of over the phone as usual.
I know, exciting, right?
Yeah. It's not really Monday morning because it's Sunday afternoon when we're doing this.
It is, yeah.
And most of the people this morning will be probably
talking... The jig is up.
Yeah. Most of the people are going to be talking about the Super Bowl, but it hasn't even started yet when we're taping this.
Has it not?
No, I think it's about 3:30 Vancouver time.
I guess it's the Super Bowl is kind of an all-day prep thing, though.
Yeah, you know, like pre-shows.
It's like a whole day. But, in light of the Super Bowl, there's also the WWE show in Abbotsford, Super Slam, I think it is. Yeah, my daughter's out there now. So after she goes to Super Slam, she's going to come home and watch the tail end of the Super Bowl. So there is other things going on in the world other than the Super Bowl, surprisingly.
Yeah. But I mean,
they're
saying
exciting.
That this is going to be the biggest
show. It's the 50th, isn't it?
Yeah.
50th Super Bowl.
I think Beyonce's the halftime and Coldplay as well.
Of course. So, you know, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I hope I should be recording that. I should set my PVR from here.
You can do that over your phone?
You can do that with your phone. It's an app.
This is how old I am.
I know, right?
Uncivilized I am that I didn't know that you could do this.
It's amazing. You can do anything. I was at work the other day and I saw an ad that I saw something on Instagram that Judge Judy was going to be on Ellen.
Oh.
So I set my PVR from work to make sure I didn't miss that.
So I started watching it. I don't watch Judge Judy like you do every day, but I started watching clips of her after we talked about it a few weeks ago. So when she's on Ellen, does she dance out like everybody else does?
I haven't gotten to watch it yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure that would be hilarious.
Yeah,
she doesn't... I know, right? Doesn't come across as somebody who would come out doing a little jig for everyone. But it would be hilarious. But, Super Bowl, advertisements.
Those are huge.
That's probably the most exciting part for me, is watching the commercials.
Yeah, there's always something funny, something controversial, something memorable, something that's a surprise.
Something that's shocking. They showed a few clips on is it Entertainment Tonight or TMZ, one of those entertainment sites, and they were showing clips of what some of the Super Bowl ads are going to be, and some of them look like they could be pretty funny.
Yeah, one of my most memorable was the night... I guess Oprah and Dave were sitting.
Oh, right, on their date.
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
Yeah. And then 4 years later, during the whole Conan O'Brien thing,
right,
Jay Leno was sitting on the same sofa with them, and
Oh my God.
The internet went crazy.
It was so, because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how often, especially with Oprah, how often do you get Oprah?
In a commercial.
In a commercial. Well,
actually, right? Isn't she plugging... Weight Watchers now?
Well, because she pretty much owns the company now. Didn't we talk about this?
Probably.
You know, I was saying how...
Or I must have seen this on
Oprah
television.
Oprah just puts her face all over everything. If she owns it, now it's like, I don't need any models or anybody for my ads. I will now be in all of my ads. And that's... Now, if you notice, she's all over that.
But she's a pretty responsible... Like, I mean, if you see Oprah promoting anything... You would,
she won't put her name on something that
she
doesn't.
So, yeah, you would think that that's a legitimate product. Or
no, for sure.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But it's the whole, and you know, I love Oprah, but she's just all so, everything's so absorbed with Oprah when it's about Oprah.
Well, just before the game starts, apparently Gayle King is going to be interviewing the Obamas live on CBS.
Oh.
And I have to say that I think she's great.
Gayle?
Yeah. I think she's a great...
I think we forgot about her.
Because of Oprah?
Yeah.
But I mean...
I forgot she had a job.
Yeah. But she's on that morning show on CBS, and she's
so
really
I've heard.
Good. She's really good on that show. And like, she's someone that I've been really impressed with over the last couple of years, or 3-4 years now that she's been doing it. Because we always think of her as... I mean, her
as
job...
As Oprah's sidekick.
Yeah, it was her best friend, like,
right.
You know, trademark, right?
Right.
But she's emerged now as her own newswoman.
She does things.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of her. And she does something, by the way, on Facebook, or is it Instagram, where she weighs herself.
Gayle?
Yeah, every week.
Why?
I don't. Well, I think she wants to prove that Weight Watchers
is she being a Weight Watchers.
Yeah, or that with exercise and whatever that she can and to be a woman of that age, I think is a kind of brave, don't you think?
It is, but it's like, well, we don't care about you. We just want to see Oprah.
You see, these pictures of her feet are
those are horrendous. I've seen that. First of all, I don't like feet to begin with, but those were just horrible.
Well, let's move on to
with all that money, you would think
get better feet.
Get some better feet.
Do they do feet like feet surgery or whatever?
Oh, there's got to be something you can do. Just probably, don't show them.
Probably what killed Joan Rivers, feet surgery.
Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah. So it's the Denver Peoples versus the Carolina Peoples. Peyton Manning is the Denver quarterback, and Cam Newton is the Carolina one.
Yes.
Do you have a prediction as to who will win?
Well, it would be nice for Peyton Manning to win. This is probably his last year, isn't it?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be nice for him to kind of finish with a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, I've heard people predict Denver in the last couple of days, but I remember a week or so ago, everyone was saying that it was going to be Carolina. So right. I wonder how it changes, especially since they haven't played at all in the last week or so.
Well, yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
It's just money moving, I guess, in
pretty
terms of
much
gambling. But they say Cam Newton is going to be the next biggest thing in football.
And surely he probably will be. But then again, it's like Cam Newton on his own cannot win the Super Bowl for the team, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I always thought, well, the quarterback does play. Well, I don't know why we're talking sports. And
I know. Let's not get into fields we don't know, because I don't.
But he dresses rather flamboyantly, doesn't he?
He does. He's quite flashy. He's quite an interesting dresser. I saw him in quite the getup the other day. It was quite interesting.
And then if he goes on Ellen, if he hasn't already, he can dance out.
I could definitely see him doing a dance, if he has not made one already. He's probably preparing for his show on his debut on Ellen.
Yeah, I think they all go on Ellen after they win the championship or something. Don't
well,
they?
I'm sure. Well, last night they showed Peyton Manning's SNL show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen him on.
Yeah, I think
Saturday
I saw it that
night
that he hosted. Yeah,
he's pretty funny guy.
Yeah,
he's a really funny guy. So he was on the show last. They were just doing a replay, you know, in light of the Super Bowl. So that was funny. But
something not funny is the Gian Gomeschi trial this past week. Have you been following that?
Unfortunately, it just started this week, so I haven't been on top of it as much as I had hoped to. My friend and I were actually going to plan to take all Friday and just watch the trial.
Yeah.
But we didn't end up doing that.
Yeah, it's
thankfully, because it seems really
stressful. It's all skeevy, it's all icky, and a lot of people are talking about how this lawyer that he has, Murray Hennon, who's a very good lawyer by most accounts, just
female, I take it.
Yeah, just knocked the stuffing out of the witnesses.
Mm.
And someone said to me this week that's why victims don't go to the police to report assaults, abuse.
Because they feel re-victimized.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, and I could understand that, because you are made to relive the incident over and over again. I'm sure that's very uncomfortable, and something that I'm sure they don't look forward to, especially now in front of the world, basically.
Yeah. It's like the biggest trial in Canada.
I guess in regards to a somewhat celebrity, Canadian celebrity of sorts, it's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah.
With the CBC especially, it's pretty big, it's a pretty big deal, but,
And it just comes across, I mean, I've had him on the show before, and it was an odd experience, and in light of everything that we've found out subsequent to all of this, it just seems like a weirder. He just seems like a weird guy to begin with.
Oh, for sure.
And you know, I mean, I understand. I mean, some of the sex stuff. I mean, people claim that for some people that's what they prefer.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks. But, whatever.
But with him and just how he went about it, and I mean, at the end of the day, it is assault. just not a unpleasant thing to even talk about.
It really is. It's not a conversation that you openly have with, and even when you do openly have this conversation with people, I've found that it usually turns into a debate, right?
Yeah.
You know, what happens behind closed doors and this, yeah, that, and the other kind of stuff. And I, you know, to a degree, sure, but, you know, domestic violence also happens behind closed doors, many things,
yeah,
and that doesn't mean it should be kept a secret.
And I think we're better talking about it now, aren't we?
Well, for sure, because it brings these situations to light. It's not the first, it won't be the last, but,
yeah,
it, you know, at least now that there's more, you know, public awareness and people are more aware of it, it kind of makes it an easier conversation to have. You have something to reference to now.
It also goes to the Cosby case, in that these women,
for sure,
aren't believed.
Why are they not believed?
Yeah.
And so that's another question. You know, I think, like, in the Cosby case, I feel like most of these women are not believed because of the timelines.
It's gone so long, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, and the same with the Gomeshi case. A lot of these people are 5-10 years ago.
And there was something that kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back with the Gomeshi,
yeah, yeah,
situation, right?
When they do the history of the Gomeshi trial, it'll be very interesting how a lot of this came about because of his own ego.
Right.
Because he thought Jesse Brown was going to expose him next week, and so he initiated all these meetings with the CBC.
Right.
And then that's when the CBC fired him. But it turns out that Jesse Brown's story was not about him, even though he was looking into Gomeshi's life. It was about someone else. But,
yeah.
But Gomeshi
jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Basically.
And so, you know, he could have bought himself some time, I think. But it just goes back to what
but
a weird guy
what,
he
you
is,
know,
right?
But, you know, that's what happened. You can't, that guilt was looming over him.
Yeah.
So he thought he'd probably kill it before somebody else could do it for him.
What do you think the conversation we should have, whether it's men or the media or with kids, as to, say, talking about abuse, talking about domestic violence, talking about assault?
Well, I think it goes back to, you know, the simplest things you learn in school. No means no.
Yeah.
And when somebody, you know, if somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, let them know that you are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In any case, family, friends, the person you're with, your body is still your body, right? And I think that's what it all comes back to. And it's just those basic teachings. I think just because you're in a relationship with someone doesn't allow them to still, I guess, kind of, what's that word, discredit your body or your
feelings,
yeah, towards how you want to be treated in that relationship.
And do you see young people, kids?
Especially young people.
Understanding that?
No, well, they may not, but yeah. I think, you know, maybe around even my daughter, 12, 13, that age,
yeah,
it's really important, especially at that age, because they may be getting into new relationships and wanting to, you know, please partners and or even their friends, whatever the case may be. But it's important for kids, adults, anyone. People need to respect themselves and their bodies, and they need to demand that same respect from the people that they're with.
So we talked a few weeks ago about dating online, and do you start doing that as well?
Yeah, so funny thing, I thought I'd try and set up a profile, try this online dating,
yeah,
thing, because I've been bored lately. I thought maybe, you know, I don't know who I'm kidding, but I don't have much free time, but I thought I'd try it, because...
Yeah.
Somebody at work also said, you know, this is something I should try. So I thought, okay, I'll go in there and I'll, you know, update my profile and stuff, because I have joined before, but it's been years. So my profiles are all like really ugly and not really what they should be. So I go online, I've signed up, and you know, of course the first day it's like everybody and their dog wants to get in there and and talk to you.
So you can. Oh, so they actually send you messages, not only that they're looking at your profile and you can
looking
see that.
At the profile and sending me messages. Mm. Some were very rude, like right off the bat, like message me and then I don't respond. And it's like, oh, not even a reply back, eh? It's like, whoa, buddy. You're obvious, an absolute no, and yeah. I'm not obligated to speak to you.
Right.
That's why we do the online thing, right?
Yeah.
So that was rude. And then, so I've had a few. So then there's just, you know, the randoms, hey, how are you? And it's like, okay, great. Like, I don't know, what do you want to talk about?
So do you reply to these people when they send you a message? Or do you look at their profile before you respond to them, say?
I try and look at their profile before I respond. Because, you know, why engage in a conversation with somebody that is like, you know.
See, people write me all the time on the website, and I write them back.
But that's your job.
They're fans,
this
I guess.
This is your job, and that's, exactly. And they're fans. I don't have to talk to these people.
That's true.
This is like an interview.
It's a dating site, it's not.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you've put in a resume, and I'm completely rejecting it, you know, right? So, why even make the phone call if there's no plan to further that. So, yeah, I got a few of, hey, you know, how's it going? Not interested. And then the other day, I have some kid, literally, message me. He's 24.
Yeah.
And so, I guess, being with somebody older
yeah.
is of interest to him. So I said, why, what's with, like, why would you want to be? I really asked him this. I said, like, what's your interest with older women? Like, what's the oldest that you've been with? And he said, 44. And I said, whoa, buddy, what's that all about? I said, what is that all about? Like, you're 24?
Yeah.
What's that? He's like, oh, just like older women.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, yeah. He's like, have you been with younger guys? I do not. I have no interest in younger guys.
Yeah.
Never have I ever dated a younger guy, even if it's 3 months younger. It's not my thing.
Your daughter Sophia just walked in here.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Well, we can take a pause.
Okay, so where did we leave off at the online dating?
So obviously, even though you know he's 24, you're carrying on a conversation. I mean,
I'm just interested in what this fetish of the, like, the older women.
You sure you're not interested in, say, checking this out and seeing, you know, what the deal is and maybe having coffee with the guy?
I don't think so. I, like, you know, really? I'm like, I don't know. I shouldn't judge. I'm trying not to.
And this may sound totally sexist.
I don't think I'm old enough yet for a cougar-type relationship.
Okay, well, and this next question may be totally sexist. Do you think it's flattering that someone younger is interested, obviously?
Kind of, but not really, because it's a false, like, it's just, it's a fetish.
It's not. Yeah,
no.
He's not interested in you, just your
I wouldn't think
age
so.
Number.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's like a challenge for them, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, an older woman. And plus, too, you know, like, you know, some guys have this thing, I hear of a lot of guys that have a thing for, like, Asian women.
Yeah.
A lot of these young kids, too, have a thing for black women. And so, you have to be very weary of people with these fetishes, seriously.
Yeah, well, you know,
getting into a relationship with somebody for the wrong reasons.
Well, and the internet is probably one of the worst places to even talk about these things, isn't it?
Oh, or, well, definitely.
And encounter these people?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's probably where you're going to encounter all of those people, people with fetishes.
And people are just ruder online, you find, than, say,
in real life?
Yeah, like if you were
probably
meeting at a bar or a restaurant?
I've never really had anyone be, like, extremely rude to me online, which is great, you know, knock on wood. Because people can be.
Yeah.
But I think it just makes it more easy. People are more open to approach you. People that probably wouldn't approach me in real life will approach me online, which is cool.
Yeah. We were talking a moment ago with your daughter Sophia about Barbie dolls.
Yeah,
I read that story online about how Barbie's, is that the name of the company? It's Mattel, I guess.
Mattel.
Yeah. They've decided to change how Barbie looks. And
kind of, come out with some real life looking Barbies. So that's interesting. I've just seen the prototypes that they've had on their website, or on just through the ads, and it looks pretty cool.
And is that, well, that, it's obviously important that Barbie represents how people look like.
It is. I get, to some degree,
Do kids buy the ones that don't look like the...
Well, when I asked Sophia before, she said she was not interested in a regular-looking Barbie. Because she wanted to dress it up, right?
Oh, okay,
It's part of the whole facade. Yeah. She doesn't want it to look ordinary. That's why she's dressing it up to look extraordinary.
How much does a Barbie cost nowadays?
Oh, Barbies can get pretty expensive. You can find some cheap ones sometimes, like, and by cheap I mean maybe $20, sometimes $15 if they're really cheap.
And then they have cars and things like that.
Oh, houses. They have the cars, they have the dream house, they have, as she whispers, the dream house, yes.
And a pool.
And a pool.
Of course.
A swimming pool. Do you fill it with water?
Yeah.
Huh.
And,
puppy pool?
A puppy pool.
Oh, so Barbie has a dog.
Yeah. You can even get, like, a little handbag and a little house is in it. And so...
And carry around your little dog in the handbag.
Wow.
A Barbie handbag with a Barbie dog.
I don't remember you as a kid having Barbies, did you?
You know, I wasn't big on the Barbies. I remember I had like a Barbie camper at my grandpa's house, and it was big and yellow, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I sat on it one day thinking I could ride the Barbie camper, and I broke it, so that was that.
So it's gone now.
Yeah. See, these are things you know about this when you're an only child. I was an only child for a long time, right? So you have to entertain yourself. Whatever.
You can ride.
I thought I could ride with Barbie and Ken and all the rest of their friends. And that was proven very quickly to me that it could not.
And so Ken looks like he has different looks now, I guess, right? Different skin colors and different
Ken
body
shapes.
Ken doesn't
come around much anymore, right?
Sometimes you'll not just see, now they only sell Ken in, like, Toys R Us, not anywhere else.
Oh, well, that's a good fact.
So now you'll only see, like, so much Barbie, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
In Metro Town.
Huh. In Metro Town.
Metro Town.
Okay. So... That's something I didn't know, but I did notice that you don't see Ken a lot very often, but that there may be some truth to what Sophia here is saying.
So Barbie is on her own then?
Barbie's pretty much, she's an independent woman.
So she should go online and date?
Yeah, she could, I'm sure she'd draw in, you know,
she's
what?
Famous.
If you
famous,
posted her picture on a dating site, you imagine, I'm sure guys would still...
The weird things that they'd write her?
Oh, God, her page would blow up. She'd be the member of the month. All the while, it's not even a real person. Jeez.
Well, I appreciate you both coming in today, Sophia and Jackie. It's,
yes.
Nice to see you guys again, and I guess we'll talk next week.
Thanks for having us. You say thank you, Sophia.
Thank you for coming in.
That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, February 8th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.